Get an in-depth look at sports from our resident Big Pole. The Blitz with Justin Pawlowski. Saturdays at noon on the Sports Animal. 620 WDAE.
Monday. Happy Monday to you. To be quite honest with you, I'm tired. Just tired. Mentally tired. Hopefully that wears off here in the next couple of days. We get closer to the weekend. Today, though, we start off our team breakdowns, our division breakdowns. Today and tomorrow we'll be looking at the AFC East. I can remind you that on Wednesday a big day because it's mail day.
You've got mail.
Well, I can't answer it yet, though. No, I sure can't. On Wednesday, we will answer your question. So if you do have a question or a comment in regards to the draft or the NFL, feel free to email it to me, Justin Pawlowski, at 620WDAE.com. Or you can simply go to my webpage at 620WDAE.com, keyword Blitz. We are going to start with the AFC East. We'll have AFC East today and tomorrow. Emails, of course, on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. We look at the NFC East. So we'll break down a couple of divisions this week and some big news coming out in regards to the draft that we will get to in our email segment coming on Wednesday as well. So with us, starting with the AFC East, a random draw has us starting with my producer's favorite team. No, his favorite team isn't the Bucks. No, he's from New York and he loves the Jets. Jets have been busy this offseason. They have a new head coach. Rex Ryan is now a member of the New York Jets. He's now running the show up there in New York. They keep the same offensive coordinator, so you can expect a lot of the same things offensively. However, the quarterback will be different. Brett Favre has retired. They also lose Lavernius Coles, Chris Baker, their tight end, Mike Nugent, now a Buck. Ty Law is still out there. Eric Barton and David Bowens, a couple of linebackers. So they have lost a lot of players going into free agency. Some of the key additions they've had, Jim Leonard, who came over from the Ravens, Bart Scott, who came over from the Ravens. They're going to help teach that defense with of Rex Ryan. And they also re-signed Tony Richardson, Brandon Moore, their guard, and Jay Feely will be their kicker this year. Remember last year in the draft, the Jets took maybe a guy who looks like Tarzan but plays like Jane. Vernon Golston was their first-round pick under Eric Mangini, outside linebacker in that 3-4 defense. Rex Ryan still has hopes for him and feels he can still make an impact. And with a guy like Rex Ryan coming in, what he did for Terrell Suggs in turning him into a premier pass rusher in the NFL, Jets fans can only hope the same for Vernon Golston. Other first-round pick from last year was tight end Dustin Keller. The Jets trading back into the first round to get Dustin Keller, and Dustin Keller is a guy who can stretch the field at the tight end position and really made Chris Baker more expendable for the Jets, which is why they released him there. The Jets have the 17th pick in the draft this year. Quarterback is definitely going to be an area where they look to. Rumors today have the Jets contacting the Broncos about Jay Cutler. We'll see where that goes. In regards to the Jets correcting their quarterback position with Jay Cutler, or do they draft a quarterback? Do we see a Mark Sanchez go to the Jets at 17? Rumor has it that the Jets are interested in Josh Freeman. I've already got an email on that. We're going to answer the question in regards to Josh Freeman and where he's going. Yes, his stock is rising. I don't know. We're getting to the point where we don't know who to believe anymore. I mean, are we all in agreement that three quarterbacks are going to go in the top 15 picks? Are teams that desperate for quarterbacks? And if that's the case, and the Bucks are pretty much sold and solid with Luke McCown as their quarterback, if that's the case, you want those quarterbacks going early. That's going to drop players down to the Buccaneers at 19. We'll get to that more on Wednesday. But quarterback, a big position for the Jets. Defensively, a defensive end for that 3-4, a stout defensive end. Maybe like a Tyson Jackson they can look at. Or a Jaron Gilbert out of San Jose State, who had an excellent pro day. He's moving up draft boards. Cornerback, another position of need. Wide receiver, maybe a playmaking wide receiver. Jeremy Maclin, a Percy Harvin. Either of those guys are there. The Jets could think about them. And also an offensive tackle could be on the board there for the Jets. The other team we're going to look at today from the AFC East, and of course I'll have my final mock draft coming out before the draft. I'll have an updated mock draft coming out either at the end of this week or the beginning of next week, and also defensive backs will be the breakdown for this weekend as we look at the corners and safeties in this year's NFL draft. Buffalo Bills, the other team we're doing from the AFC East today, still sticking with Coach Dick Geron. You won't even recognize their offensive and defensive. Their offensive coordinator is Turk Schonert. Exactly. Had no idea who that is, and I have no idea who their defensive coordinator is. Perry Fuel. However, the Buffalo Bills have been busy this offseason, and of course, the biggest news of all for the Bills was the addition of Terrell Owens, who now joins them, adding a playmaker, a big-time playmaker, to that offense, who already has Lee Evans and a guy in his second year, James Hardy, who is a big receiver, who now a three-headed monster at the receiver position like that. Trent Edwards has got to be excited. However, the tight end position, Robert Royal leaves. They still have to address what's going on at the tight end position. That was an area of need for them a year ago. They need to address that sometime in this draft. I don't think you need to do it in the first round. I know pundits like Mel Kiper, you know, thought the Bills could go Brandon Pettigrew with the 11th pick in the draft. I don't see that. I think they need a guy who can stretch the field, a pass-catching tight end, and you can get those type of tight ends in the second, third, or even fourth round. So I don't think it's a dire need for the Bills to go that way in round one. Some of the players the Bills have lost this offseason: Derek Dockery, their starting offensive guard. We talked about Robert Royal. Angelo Kroll, he joins the Buccaneers. He was an outside linebacker for them, which is now an area of need. I think when you look at what the Bills need, they come to me on the defensive side of the ball. Sure, offensive line needs to be addressed, offensive tackle, offensive guard. But I think for a guy like Dick Geron, who is a defensive-minded coach, he's going to want to get a pass rush going. One of the worst teams in sacking quarterbacks last year were the Buffalo Bills. So whether it's a defensive end, more than likely a defensive end instead of a defensive tackle, or an outside linebacker that can get up the field and get after the quarterback. Aaron Maben is a possibility. Robert Ayers is a possibility. Everett Brown, a possibility. Brian Arakpo, if he falls, definitely a possibility. Last year's first round for the Bills had them taking Leotis McKelvin, so they've seemed pretty good at the cornerback position. We talked about James Hardy. They also took a defensive end last year in Chris Ellis. His progression could play into whether or not the Bills want to go defensive end this year, or whether maybe they want to go outside linebacker this year, or even inside to defensive tackle. So we'll find out a lot about Chris Ellis kind of around the corner, you know, not straight on. They're not going to come out and say, yeah, we love Chris Ellis, but depending on who they draft will tell us, and you Buffalo Bill fans, exactly what the Bills think of Chris Ellis and whether they think he can be that missing link on the defensive side of the ball for them. So there you go, the Jets and Bills today. Tomorrow we look at the Patriots and the Miami Dolphins as we continue our team breakdowns here at JoeBucksFan.com. It's our rough draft. We do it every day. It's a daily podcast as we take you right up to April 25th, draft day, which we'll have you covered for all month long, all throughout the rest of this month, and all throughout April and into May. So do appreciate, once again, clicking over to JoeBucksFan.com. Be sure to click back, because we'll have much more for you right here, JoeBucksFan.com.
The Blitz, Saturdays at noon, only on 620 WDAE, the sports animal.